everybody, Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray engineering and producing the show on the other side of the glass. Together we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, the day after the big debate, September 27th, 2016. There's plenty of things to talk about with Shelley Fishman, how the debate is impacting all of our economic situation. That's going to be coming up at about 12:20. And Shelley just gave me two thumbs up on the other side of the glass, which indicates the markets are having a pretty good day. Anyway, we're going to meet some candidates today on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to begin with District Number 2, the state Senate race. We'll be meeting over the next 2 days the two women who are running in Legislative District Number 2, which, by the way, is heavily Democratic, mostly rural, and includes parts of Pima County and Santa Cruz County. Andrea D'Alessandro is with us. She is a Democrat who in 2012, on her third try for state House seat, won, and then she was appointed to the Senate seat in 2014 when Senator Linda Lopez left to go do other things. She kept the job, winning 55% of the votes in 2014, and she's now running for a second full term as state senator. Her opponent, Shelley Keis, we will talk with tomorrow, the Republican candidate. Senator, how are you?
I'm very well, and it's an honor to be here with you, Bill.
Well, thank you very much. What's at the top of your list on this agenda of what you are standing for in this election?
Well, 1-2-3 was just a start, a very small start compared to what the voters wanted to give to the school. So we're looking to restore public education money, and I'm interested from kindergarten through Pima Community College through university. I would like to restore ninth grade JTED funding, because that's when a lot of students, especially some of the young men, start to think about dropping out. And I also am a big supporter of full-day kindergarten.
I think the JTED program is terrific.
I do, too. And I'm very happy. It's in Santa Cruz Valley, which is Rio Rico. They've opted in. The voters there voted for a small tax increase to be in the Pima County JTED. And now down in Nogales, they are going to be voting on a small override for JTED, too. So it's clearly the way of the future. It matches educational outcomes with business needs, and that's really important.
My friend Dan Scheer, the editor of the Green Valley News, in his column on Sunday wrote, D'Alessandro has tried to play nice with the GOP-controlled legislature. She invites lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to visit the border, and she's willing to consider bipartisan legislation. But sometimes, as Dan writes, she doesn't play nice. She called GOP legislative leaders Nazis in a Facebook post last Tuesday. As Dan says, that's a rough word, but chalk it up to her frustration with the Republican-controlled legislature.
Well, Bill, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I go to many Western regional conferences, and I see the collaboration with Democrats in other GOP-controlled legislatures. They're receptive to increasing the HERF tax. As you know, the roads in southern Arizona could use some help. They also, some of the states actually hear all the bills that are before them, whether it's a Democratic bill or a Republican bill, and they get passed.
They're much more bipartisan, you're
much
saying.
More, and there's even one state in the West that refuses to have charter schools because they're fearful that it will lead to segregation and inequality.
Let's go to our live line. Our good friend Jim has called. Jim Kelly. Hey, Jim, how are you?
I am well, Bill. Ms. Gabaldon, please tell, or excuse me, D'Alessandro.
Yeah, D'Alessandro, yes.
D'Alessandro, I apologize.
Sure.
Please tell me if there is a specific piece of legislation that you think that you could introduce in the next session that you could actually get through committee to the floor and signed by the governor.
Well, I'm very optimistic that there will either be shared leadership or Democratic control in the Senate. We have a big program. We picked up a seat in the primary. James C. DePeschlakai on the Navajo Reservation doesn't have an opponent in November. first thing I would like to do is have a complete overhaul of the ethics rules in the legislature. We know of things that happened last time, more in the House than in the Senate, but we do have to be totally responsible with the taxpayers' money, and there are some things going on. Now, whether it will pass, I can't say that, but it would pass the Senate because we recognize a need. Of course, ninth grade JTED funding I'm committed to, and I think with that one, it's more likely to pass because we have the backing of the business community on ninth grade JTED.
How about leadership in the, what does it look like? Who will be the leaders of this legislative session?
Well, I wish I had a crystal ball, but I will know better on November 8th. Mm-hmm. It seems that J.D. Mesnard is saying that he has the House locked up, and that makes me a little fearful. You know, I used to be Marion McClure, a Republican legislator's constituent, and I'm still with her on being against predatory lending. Mm-hmm. And J.D. has offered flex loans, which is the latest iteration of predatory lending. But I'm very proud to be part of a bipartisan collaboration in the Senate that will stop it dead.
So you have really pushed for keeping the post office, basically the processing center here in Tucson.
Yes.
What's the update on that, by the way?
Well, I've really been lucky this year. We did get a Senate concurrent memorial passed again to tell Congress to look at these, to have Cherry Bell Mail Processing mm-hmm. Center completely restored. You know, to have economic development in Tucson. We need our Tucson
no
postmark back.
I agree with you on that. One.
And, you know, I also, wherever I go, I was at one of Sharon Megdal from the Arizona U of A Water Research Institute. We were in a van with Congressman Gosar's chief of staff, and I said, I wouldn't be a good legislator, a good senator to LD2 unless I turn around and ask you to get your congressman to sign on to this. He did eventually because of my intercessions.
So where does that stand right now? Are they sending all of our mail up to Phoenix?
Right.
Is that why it's taking me to, if I mail a letter here in town?
Yes. So what's happening is we're paying first-class rates, but we're getting second-class service because it's taking longer. But we would like to bring that operation back to Tucson, but the Congress has decided for the next year they're not going to move forward on closing any facilities. And I work in collaboration with Richard Fimbres and other electeds on this issue.
Is there something that the legislature, if you were to be reelected, is there something, some kind of a resolution you could get from your colleagues?
Yes, as I did when I was a freshman in the House and last year. And last year, I'm very proud that it was unanimous because I go to all the senators and speak to them individually, and I was very happy that it passed the Senate unanimously. And I actually had some assistance from Jonathan Payton and from Robert Medler at the Tucson Chamber. It was a team effort, and they supported me, and I'm very grateful for that.
How are you going to improve the economic situation in what is a very poor district?
Yes, well, you're right with that, Bill. A third of the children in LD2 live in poverty, and this is unacceptable. I am in support of the increase in the minimum wage, the Healthy Families Initiative, and not only for the working families, but some of the older working families. You know, I live in the Green Valley, Sahuarita resident area, and a lot of the senior citizens have had to take minimum wage jobs to make ends meet.
Yeah, they were thinking about retirement, and they tried to retire, but they had to go back to work.
Right, and 2009 was really rough on their 401ks and things, so I think it will help them. And most of the people on minimum wage are women, and I think that will help not only to raise the salary, but to stimulate the economy, because people at the lower end of the socioeconomic scale will spend the money, and that's what really, it'll be a grassroots effort. And hopefully they will be able to work less hours and spend more time with their children and help with homework.
All right. Andrea D'Alessandro, a state senator, you have a website?
Yes, it's D'Alessandro4FORAZ.com.
All right. And we will speak with your opponent, Shelley Kice, the Republican, tomorrow on the show. So thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome, Bill. It was an honor.
All right. This portion of the program presented by Green Things, I don't know if Senator D'Alessandro does any gardening. Do you?
A little bit. My Meyer lemons are well noted in the community.
Oh, okay. Well, Green Things is one of our fine sponsors here in the Tucson area, and they have a beautiful property, 13 acres at 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. I was over there on Sunday. The help that Jan and Jack, the owners, they hire the most knowledgeable people. So when you walk in, what do you need? They get you to one of the gardening experts, and it makes for a great situation. GreenThingsAZ.com. Be right back. The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday at noon, our monthly visit with Dr. Victoria Mazes. Dr. Mazes is the Executive Director of the University of Arizona-based Center for Integrative Medicine. Plus, is there a looming professional pilot shortage? Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice, with worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com.
Is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Well, and he's a great guy, too. Shelley Fishman with us, certified financial planner. Shelley is with us for our Tuesday Money Maker Report. Shelley's here about, and we're exactly on time. But if you tune in to the Buckmaster Show 20 past 12 on a Tuesday, you're going to hear Shelley Fishman. Good to see you, Shelley.
And you are always on time.
I try to.
Absolutely remarkable.
The trains do run on time
on the
Buckmaster Show, just like Switzerland. Okay, it's the day after, and I think most people are saying that Donald Trump did not have a great night, to put it mildly. I don't think anybody, very few on the fence, were that impressed with Mr. Trump's performance.
Well, again, I
And I don't want to get real political on this segment.
Yeah,
but
that's why I'm kind of stuttering.
I know.
My area of expertise is not politics, though it might be my passion. The markets, however, do provide some guidance as to what people are thinking in the moment, because markets are, number one, a leading indicator, and number two, they're an immediate indicator. So, first of all, I have to start by saying, and we've talked about this before, Bill, that elections are no predictor of what's going to happen within the markets, either directly leading up to the election, between the election and the inauguration. Again, we get no historical guidance as to whether a Republican winning or a Democrat winning is going to provide the market with encouragement, discouragement, etc. That said, we know that once Democrats take over, that the markets do better under Democratic presidents than they do under Republican presidents. Mm-hmm. And we've documented that. We just know it to be a fact.
But there's no research.
That said, yesterday when it became clear that Trump was, pretty much fizzling out in the debate, and that he wasn't holding his own against Mrs. Clinton. What we saw in both the Asian markets and the European markets was what I will describe as a sigh of relief.
Uh-huh.
The markets kind of took up, went up, and then the Asian markets actually, for the most part, closed up yesterday. And the European markets, very troubled by what's going on with the banking sector and especially Deutsche Bank.
Whose stock keeps going down like a rock in a pond.
And you have to understand what Deutsche Bank is to the European economy. It is kind of like the most rock-solid company, except it hasn't been recently. And now here in the U.S., because of their involvement in our housing crisis, they are being potentially sued. We're talking about a $14 billion penalty, but their whole stock capitalization is only about $14 billion, of course, in translated into euros. So clearly they're not capable of paying that kind of penalty. Now, I'm not saying whether they should or not. Mm-hmm. We've seen some behavior on the part of the banking sector in 2008 and subsequent to that, that is so appalling you just, want to give Elizabeth Warren a big hug. But that said, the troubles at Deutsche Bank and therefore in the German banking sector and therefore in the entire European banking sector are really hurting the European stock markets. Our markets today started very slowly and then have taken off, and there's no real reason for why they've taken off that you could, you know, pinpoint with any certainty, except to, you know, if you're a Democrat, you're going to point out that Trump's poor performance and Hillary Clinton's steadiness in yesterday's debate might contribute to some of this.
Yeah, it might. And the quick polling that was done indicated that Hillary came out on top that debate.
Yeah. And Bloomberg is now saying that prior to the debate, there was a 68% chance that that Hillary would win the election. Subsequent to the debate, a 73% chance.
Yeah.
That's a large difference.
So for an investor, what do we do? I mean, we're sitting here watching. It's a time of certainly uncertainty. I mean, the polls have been kind of going back and forth on this presidential election. Nothing is certain. And people are wondering. They're nervous.
They are nervous. Yeah. You flee to quality, Bill. If you believe that a Trump presidency or a Hillary Clinton presidency will cause deleterious economic repercussions, then you understand that those repercussions will be felt in the equity and bond markets, and so you have to be defensive in rebalancing your portfolio. My fear, you know, I believe that all of the economists that I read and respect believe that if Trump's economic policies were implemented, it would cause a worldwide recession. Therefore, you have to believe that they won't be implemented, even if he were president, that he'd back off from a lot of that and the Congress would not allow a lot of it. But if we were to get a Republican Senate, a Republican House, and a Republican president, we could get a lot of those policies becoming public policy. And if the economists are correct, that could have a very damaging effect on world trade, a very damaging effect on our balance of payments, a damaging effect on the deficit. Short term, long term, you don't know until the long term happens. The problem with Mrs. Clinton, with Secretary Clinton, is that she is so viscerally disliked by a large percentage of lawmakers, especially Republicans, that I fear that we'll go into a period of 4 years of stagnation and people planting their feet in cement, and another 4 years of what we have just lived through 8 years
of. It would be 12 years of it.
And so then we'd have 12 years of that, which means, you know, this has not been a bad 8 years. It's been slow, but it's been steady, and it's been better than the rest of the world. But I really would like to see some set of policies, whether they be right-wing policies or left-wing policies, you know, implemented so that we could at least try something.
And to try to move forward.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you bring up something that Hillary, Mrs. Clinton, is so disliked. And then, of course, Mr. Trump is, too.
And disrespected.
And so you could put together a scenario that regardless of which one of them wins, nothing's going to get done in the Capitol.
And that's kind of the way I feel about it. I think that we're not going to see the best brains of both parties getting together in a way that when I was growing up and when you were growing up, people did. I mean, if there's a Republican president, Democrats work with the Republicans, a Democratic president, and vice versa.
They worked across the
aisle.
They worked across the aisle,
and they compromised, and they got together, and they made it happen. And what's going on in Washington now disallows that. And, Bill, if you're an investor, and if you're somebody who worries about being able to have a retirement and being able to be secure in your future, it is very, very troubling. And so what I tell my clients, and they do, you know, call me and say, what is going to happen if Trump wins? What's going to happen if Hillary wins? The only thing you can do, you can't withdraw from the markets, because then, you know, you're stuck with
essentially
money
market. Put it under the mattress.
Yeah, you can't do that. So you have to go to quality. You have to be balanced in a very conservative and defensive way. You get involved in some non-traditional investments that at least give you a commitment of some guaranteed returns. You work your portfolio in ways that may not be as lucrative as they might have been several years ago, but at least let you sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you do.
All right. Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Thank you very much, Shelley. And a good way to reach you, I'd like to direct people to BuckmasterShow.com and links you up. And Shelley is really good about he's returning phone calls and whatever you want to do. And you'll sit down and just chat with someone, right? You'd love to meet
first hour
people.
Is free for nothing.
See? Well, there you go. So thank you very much, Shelley, and hope you have a great week. Thanks.
You too, Bill.
Okay.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
What is Zauschneria? Come find out at Tona Chule's Fall Plant Sale. Tona Chule's Fall Plant Sale will have an extensive offering of both the typical and the unusual, from native, cold, hardy, and adopted plants, from agaves to Zauschneria. Make plans to attend Saturday, October the 15th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday the 16th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The plant sale is located in the propagation area at 7211 Northern Avenue, the first street west of Ina and Oracle intersection. For more information, visit tonachule.org.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved, almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We have an entire section devoted to the Old West and its heritage. Contributors include Wyatt Earp historian Scott Dyke and Hiking Apacheria's Jerry Egan. We also look back at Old West newspapers and feature a column, This Day in Old West History. It is Old West News from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River Walk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. Strongly encourage you to take a 3-hour drive over to Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. I saw today on the news that Congresswoman McSally has introduced legislation to designate the Chiricahua National Monument as a national park, and lots of folks signing on to this. Including our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, because let's face it, a national park over there would help tourism over in that lovely portion of southwest New Mexico. So it'd be one more attraction for people to come over that way. There's plenty of them right now. You got the Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument just north of Silver City. So we send a lot of our listeners over there, folks. Never been over there, many of them, and they always come back. They have a great experience. In the autumn especially, it's very pretty because of the mile-high elevation. So check out southwestnewmexico.org with the full listing, and I have the listing in front of me, and there's dozens of things to do and dozens of places to stay. All right, let's continue with our political coverage as we try to meet as many of the candidates as possible. Let's focus now on Legislative District 10, which includes Midtown east of Campbell Avenue between Speedway and 22nd. Then you've got the Foothills area east of Bear Canyon Road, Davis-Monthan neighborhoods in Savano. And there are three candidates who are running for two seats that these two individuals will go up to the state capitol and represent District Number 10. You have two Democrats, the incumbent Stephanie Mock, Kirsten Engel, who is new to politics. She won the primary along with Stephanie Mock. And Todd Clodfelder, who is with us now. He is the Republican candidate who is running as a clean elections candidate, correct?
Correct, Bill.
And good to see you, Todd.
Thanks. Good to be here. Anywhere.
This will be your third effort to win a seat in the state house, but you feel this time you're probably the most optimistic of the three runs.
That is correct. I've got the best name recognition, aside from Stephanie, of course, being the incumbent. I've been around a bit. I've been active in the community, and my longevity in the community as being a resident for 45 years and a small business owner for 35 gets a little traction when it comes to recognition.
I mean, you've been around a while, a graduate of Saguaro High School.
Correct.
A bachelor's degree in speech communication from the U of A.
Correct.
Yes. Actually, that was my major at the University of Arizona. I think it was called speech
arts at the time, but that was a million years ago.
I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah. you have owned and operated Ace Graphics and 3D Tees. It's a graphic design, consulting, and printing firm, and it's not like you opened the business yesterday.
Nope. Been doing that for a little over 33 years.
What's your big issue?
Well, what's my issue?
Education? Like, seems to be a... Right.
Everybody's position, list. Yeah, 75% of the people think education is an issue in Arizona, and truly it is. My issue is education, but I think I'm going to take a different angle at it. First of all, we need to find funding for it. Everybody says we need more funding. Well, that is true, but at the same time, we need to make sure that that funding is well spent, not just throwing more money at a situation. I think we need to look at a long-term funding scenario instead of Band-Aid patching it. Now, even this Proposition 123 is not really a long-term fix. It kind of fixes a few issues that were at hand for the next few years, and we won't really see how that will play out for the next 3 to 5 years. And
it was kind of settling this lawsuit.
Pretty much. Yeah. It kind of ended the lawsuit, right. But it really didn't do as much as they thought it would do, especially when it came to teachers' salaries and retention potentials. So I think education, of course, and I'm a big fan of JTED. I think we really need to expand more on teaching our students skills again rather than everybody being college bound. I'm not opposed to college. I do have a college degree, and I think people need to extend their education as far as they want to or they can. But at the same time, if you can get out of school and get a job instead of a loan, you can always go back to school. And so many times, college students, when they come straight out of high school, they'll change their major 3 or 4 times. They're not on the 4-year plan. They're on the 6-year plan. So they really need some time kind of in the middle, I think, to build some work ethic, have some skills, go out and get a job, and then develop a need or a desire to maybe not do what they're doing in the real world, but to go back and get an education and then supervise what they were doing in the real world.
You've talked to a lot of people in your 3 runs in Legislative District 10. What do they put at the top of their list?
Education is always at the top. Unfortunately, it then it's back to funding again. The economy, building businesses and industry in Southern Arizona is huge. I've had many conversations with the folks up in the Maricopa, and you know they're pouring concrete about as fast as they can mix it up there, and they keep touting that Arizona is going to be one of the number one places in the country for entrepreneurialism and business growth and expansion, but I'm not seeing that happening here in Pima County, so my goal is to spread the wealth, as it were, and try to spread things out across the state, so truly Arizona is the place of opportunity.
Do you think you can work with both sides of the aisle, be more of a nonpartisan type person up in Phoenix?
I would like to think so. There are groups that I've talked to who are pretty conservative, and they're expecting my participation, and I will stand by with that from the fiscal standpoint. Socially, I'm more of a moderate in that regard, and back to individual liberty is what you do on your own time is kind of your business, and I think I can work across the aisle. I'm a pretty congenial kind of guy. I can talk to a lot of people, and I've been involved with a lot of organizations in the community over the years that have a diverse group, and I don't stick to any one side. I call myself kind of an atypical Republican instead of a typical Republican.
Mm-hmm. Were your parents Republicans?
My dad was actually a Democrat, and my mother was a Republican. My dad switched to Republican when I ran for city council in 1995 because he needed to cast a vote. But
Who was your big influence in your life growing up?
Oh, that's
was there anybody that kind of pointed you in the direction of community and public service, which politics is supposed to be?
Right. Yeah. It should be. Actually, I wouldn't say there's any one person. I was very fortunate in my youth to have gotten into a good Boy Scout troop. I'm a big fan of Boy Scouts, always have been.
Did you go through the Boy Scout system?
Yes, sir. I am an Eagle Scout myself. Mm-hmm. I was a Scoutmaster for 14 years, and my 2 sons are Eagle Scouts. And I think that was where my desire to continue to serve the community and participate as a citizen was founded and at the same time promoted. So I had a good scoutmaster. His name was Roy Lyles, and I was in Texas. And I'll never forget Roy and all the opportunities he kind of presented for me.
How many years is that to become that particular rank in scouting?
Generally, it takes, I'd say, anywhere from 6 to 7 years. Mm-hmm. You can join Scouts at about 10 and a half, and when you turn 18, if you haven't achieved the rank of Eagle, then you're kind of done. 18 is the cutoff. So a lot of boys will start right out of Cub Scouts and go in and work their way, and they'll get their Eagle at 15, maybe 16. Some of the boys who are having more fun camping and doing all that, they kind of extend that so that they can stick around longer. And once the boys get their Eagles, some of them will stay. Some of them kind of say, well, I've been there, done that, and they kind of move on.
We're speaking with Todd Clodfelter. He is the Republican of the three candidates in the race for two seats in Legislative District number 10. The Clodfelter family then moved to Tucson when?
We moved in 1970, mm-hmm. and it was right after my grandfather died. My mom wanted
from
to be—
From Texas? Yes, sir,
from Canyon, Texas, south of Amarillo, a little mm-hmm. town. And my mom wanted to be closer to her mother since her father had passed away. But my grandparents moved to Tucson in 1961, and in my youth, again, as a child, we visited twice a year from that point forward. So I call myself a near native because Tucson is the place I have lived most all my life.
Where can people find out more about you? I know we're friends on Facebook, and you've been out putting up lots of signs.
Yeah, well, that's one of the challenges. Kind of the bane of campaigning is for name recognition primarily is just to have your name out there. And
yeah.
Signs work. When you're stuck at a stoplight, which we have a few of in Tucson, it gives you something to look at. But I think everybody gets sign blind after a while. Even though they're there, you don't really see them anymore.
Well, the wind was blowing so strong yesterday as I was driving back from the station. And I was thinking, man, some of these signs, I hope they're secure because that wind was blowing. Going like 40, 50 miles an hour.
Parachutes in the wind.
All right, where can we find more out about you?
Well, my website is tc4az.com. That's tc4az.com. I also post things on Facebook from time to time, and that's Clodfelter for Arizona. The Facebook, search it up there, and mm-hmm. you'll find it. And then I've got a cell phone, and that's 520-261-4629.
And you don't mind people calling?
Absolutely not. If I'm going to represent people, I need to be able to communicate, and may as well start now.
All right. Thank you, Todd Clodfelter. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, 12:45 on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to find out what's going on at Fox, the Tucson iconic theater. Fox Tucson Theater, Greg Sundberg will be my guest in studio right after this.
You're ready to landscape it, light it, floor it or store it, paint it, plant it, drill it or grill it. Better get to Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show, September 30th through October 2nd, with free TCC parking. Brought to you by Patio Pools, Kinetico, Mattress Firm, TEP, Russet Southwest Corporation Heating and Air Conditioning, Central Pet, and the Gadsden Company. Discount coupons at sabahomeshow.com. Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show. It's the best home show ever built.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control reminds you of their patented foaming treatment with an onomatopoeia poem. Termites, oh termites, why must you eat? The homes of Tucson shall not be your treat. Five Star, will your foam help protect? It certainly will, your walls will inject. Foaming your home will get rid of them snappy. Termites go away and our customers happy. Call Five Star, that's Five Star, 886-0045 and fivestartermite.com.
We know what bugs you.
As a local manufacturer of windows and doors, American Openings would like to recognize another local business, Williams & Associates. Burt Williams and his team have just received the 2016 National Promotional Products Family Business of the Year Award. This national recognition is given out annually to only one of 20,000 companies within the industry. American Openings is grateful to Burt and the entire staff at Williams & Associates for helping businesses grow and employ more people, because the cure to poverty is a job.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, and it's time for our every other Tuesday Arts Report on Buckmaster, sponsored by the crown jewel of downtown Fox Tucson Theater. The Fox, of course, presents a vast array of world-class live entertainment, including spectacular theme shows, music, comedy, lectures, community events, fundraisers, film festivals, classic films, everything you need to know about the Fox listed at tucson.foxtucson.com. And we're going to talk about really what is shaping up to be a great season. And kind of it is our kind of our in-season fall and winter entertainment-wise. Craig Sumberg is with us. He is the executive director of Fox Tucson Theater. Greg, always good to see you.
Thank you, Bill. Great to be here. I love your show, and I really appreciate the partnership we have.
We have a wonderful partnership. I love it because, you know, how could you not love the Fox and what has happened with the Fox? I've been around in town. I just didn't get off the bus yesterday, either.
Yes.
Did you?
And almost yesterday for me, but... It takes a long time to become a native in Tucson.
Yeah, it does. So, you know, I'm going on almost 30 years in this town, and I can remember a time when the Fox was in real trouble.
Well, obviously closed for many, many years.
Closed.
And that's as troubled as you get.
As troubled as you get.
And
then the restoration began.
Yes, and that beautiful restoration, about a $14 million restoration. The thing is pristine now. Looks like it did opening night 1930, and the Tucson and Southern Arizona is lucky that the acoustics in that building happen to be spectacular. You could have a great cinema that would have not so great acoustics for live music, but because of the stuff in the walls called Acoustone, we do, and that's a real treasure for Southern Arizona.
How many Fox theaters are still around? Do you have any idea?
I don't have an exact number. It's in the nature of 35 or 40, and once upon a time, we were the 501st Fox Theater, and we weren't for sure the last one they built. So yeah, it was a huge chain. Many of them taken down for shopping malls and parking lots, as was a possibility for the Fox in the 1990s. And so Tucson is lucky that it avoided the wrecking ball.
Who is putting this wonderful entertainment schedule together? Are you pretty much hands-on on that, Greg?
Or I am hands-on, but I don't do the booking anymore, though I did for the first few years when we were really low-staffed. But now a gentleman named Andrew Bergen-Smith, who people may know that name, he was the director of the symphony for a few years.
Right.
And he's just a brilliant talent buyer, knows a lot about music, various genres of music, and we're kind of honing the game. You know, we every year we get a little bit better at knowing what we'll sell in Tucson and at the Fox in particular. So at the moment, we feel like we've really hit our stride. Not that every show makes money, but, you know, certainly more often than not. And when we lose money, we're losing less. So we're getting close to bullseyes.
And you got the Jackson Browne evening is going to be wonderful, October the 7th.
Yes. He's just a marquee of marquee performers. Last time he played the Fox was probably 8 or 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. And as happened the last time, he sold out almost immediately. We have very few tickets left. In fact, we have a waiting list for tickets right now. But it's playing, and that's a solo acoustic show for Jackson. And those kinds of shows are amazing in the theater because of the acoustics. I mean, we can do the live rock shows also, and those are fun. But the ones to me that have kind of 1, 2, 3 performers just really bring out the best in the theater.
And then you've got this Shanghai Circus and Acrobats. This is an entertainment troupe coming all the way from the Republic of China.
Yep, and there's a few of those touring groups from China. They do the same kinds of things. This one happens to be, I think, particularly good. It's a real good family show. People just love seeing those, you know, acrobats and mm-hmm. climbing chairs and all of the stuff that they do. It's a real action-packed hour and a half of entertainment.
That is coming up on October the 5th at 6:30. When you do these, and a Christmas is really, you've got some great family shows, and people may be, this is not too early to start thinking about Christmas and buying tickets. The Ten Tenors are coming Christmas.
And we've had that show a couple of years running now, and it's just a beautiful show, lots of great music and fun for the family. And that's actually post-Christmas, so it's a mm-hmm. that slower week between Christmas and New Year, which we thought would be an interesting opportunity. And we're doing it twice, so a nighttime show for the older kids and then a daytime show for the younger kids and or some of the older folks who don't like driving at night can come in and see the Fox in all of its glory.
When you put these shows together and your booking assistant, what you have to really look at a 12-month period, don't you, Craig?
Well, we do, because we book year-round.
You know,
we book out about maximum, I would say, a year. Mm-hmm. Others in town, like UA Presents, will look even further ahead. Mm-hmm. And they do some shows at the Fox, which get on our calendar early. We tend to book, by and large, 6 to 9 months out. And then we'll put that on sale as a fall season or spring season, and then we're always adding stuff. So to really know what's happening at the Fox, whatever you see in print is almost always out of date before the time you see it, because we're always adding shows. So, for example, you're looking at a printed piece, and there's shows that aren't on there already.
Tell me about it.
Well, Thompson Square is one of them. They're this up-and-coming husband and wife country duo. Their latest hit was called Are You Gonna Kiss Me or Not? Or no, okay. Are You Gonna Kiss Me or What? Right. It's a threat. And they're very talented, and they're coming on the November 13th. That's barely on any of our printed materials. And just coming out, not even on anything, because we're just announcing it this week, and your listeners will be the first to know.
Tell me.
Roger Hodgson, who is the voice of Supertramp.
When?
December 1st.
Oh, good. I don't need to drive to Phoenix December 2nd to see
that's
them.
Correct. That's correct. So we're very excited about that show. And that's the kind of thing, it's going to be, I mean, obviously beautiful voice and great songwriter. And he'll have a wonderful band with
him. You made the announcement on the right place.
I see that.
Of that particular gentleman, because he was really the backbone of one of the all-time great Supertramp.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That is
so, and though we like those surprises, you know, and I may have another one coming up in December that I can't announce yet because it's not 100% confirmed. But and we do like to keep Tucson guessing, and that makes them come to the website or sign up for the e-blast so people know what's happening. And we just think it's fun for us. I mean, obviously, things are going well for downtown now, a lot of great restaurants. And we feel like we're programming kind of in the sweet spot of at least a lot of, you know, Tucson.
And the Downtown Partnership has a new leader coming in.
They do. She starts on the 1st of October, as far as we're told.
And she's coming into the right at the right time.
Because it's a great time to start. Really, I mean, Michael Keith, who's a good friend, has done amazing things for the Downtown Partnership over the last, I think, 6 years.
Yes.
And he's looking to do some other things. So they're bringing in outside talent. And she's done this in other places, both in Michigan and in California. California. So she's bringing a great skill set and a great attitude. So we're looking forward to that.
How about membership? We don't talk much about that, but it's important that people become members if possible.
Well, it's the lifeblood of the Fox. I mean, as you can imagine, with a building that old and that needs a lot of tender love and care. So we don't make overall, we wouldn't make it without membership and donors and sponsorships. And we do have many of those, but we always could use more. So that's a $75 basic membership of the Fox. It gets you advance notice of shows to buy better seats than your friends and also some concession discounts. And obviously it goes up from there at $250, which is the next level. You get into our donor lounge downstairs, which we've kind of spiffed up and offers some snacks down there and a chance to get out of the crazy crowded lobby of a sold out show at the Fox.
How about complimentary film tickets?
Yep, $75. You get complimentary film at any time at the Fox, as long as it's one of our classic films.
Mm-hmm.
And on that front, we have coming up, just let your listeners know, Stand By Me, mm-hmm. which is really one of the great films, I think, of that era back in the late 70s.
When is it?
That is, I believe, on the 22nd, but check the website because I don't have that handy. The Omen is coming up, and that's on October 30th, night before Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
The Fox will be all scared out.
Oh, yeah.
And then December, of course, we have our annual It's a Wonderful Life extravaganza, mm-hmm. which can get upwards of 1,000 people at the theater for that film, which is just so fun. And then this year we're bringing in Elf as the family film.
Oh, fun.
Which is going to be fun.
All right. Well, hey, good news.
But I have one more biggie I have to mention.
Go ahead, real quickly.
Boz Gags.
Ooh.
Who's coming on October 27th. He's been here before. Beautiful voice, and his voice sounds as good as ever. Low Down, Lido Shuffle, amazing singer-songwriter. That's the Fox Gala. So the basic ticket there is $75, and the VIP is $300 and goes up from there. And those funds all go to support that beautiful theater.
Thank you very much. Website again, foxtucson.com. I'll get you.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you very much, Craig.
Appreciate
Sundberg.
The time.
Very delighted with our relationship with Fox Tucson Theater. Coming up this afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4, Mike Shaw, Ray Allen, 3 hours of Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 9 in the morning. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you for our Wednesday edition of The Buckmaster Show. On behalf of my good friend Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.